honestly feel brand new. I feel so good.
You feel alive?
No, I had a cupcake. I'm on like a sugar high right now.
Good. Let's go.
Okay, honestly, sugar is the best.
What's your favorite candy?
I would probably say the Nerds cluster.
Love. Those
are like, that's my go-to good. If I go to like a movie theater.
The pink.
Okay. Hear me out.
Here we go. Nuts.
Get the fuck out.
No, I know she likes raisins. I just checked her pantry. Chocolate covered raisins.
There's
why?
Some. And you know what? You want to know her favorite candy bar? No taste. A payday.
There is absolutely no.
We know why she likes that chocolate.
There's no, not really.
No room to talk. No room.
That's like saying you like Mounds bars or Almond Joy.
Okay.
Almond Joy.
Okay. Whoa, right, they're, the slander. They got better. I think as you get older, they taste better.
Mm-hmm. I do love a payday. Is it my favorite? It's up there. That and a Snickers.
Are like only, I do love
the
a payday.
The only ingredient in payday is peanuts. It's a bunch of peanuts packed into like
caramel. Caramel.
She likes peanuts and caramel.
Do you say caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Do you? Like,
you do.
I have no idea.
Oh,
and whenever I get asked that question, I can't. I don't know. I don't know what I say.
I feel
you
like
have to
I,
catch me off guard while I'm saying it.
I wish in my bones I said caramel because it just sounds so rich and
sounds
luxe.
Posh,
I think it depends on what you lead into it with. Like if you were gonna say like caramel corn.
No, caramel.
I'm sorry.
Caramel corn.
So weird.
Like a caramel corn.
Caramel corn.
Not caramel
apple.
Corn.
Caramel. I think there's
caramel
a time and a place
apple
for caramel.
Caramel
better.
Apple.
What's the correct way to say it?
Either way, there's no right or wrong.
There has to be.
No, there's not. It's like either or either.
Tomato, like tomato, tomato.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's tomato.
Let's call the whole thing off. Do you guys know this?
I don't, but I wish I could like back you up right now. So I just need
pretty
to know.
Pretty perfect timing, though.
Anyway. Everyone comment below your favorite candy bar.
Stop.
Mine's chocolate covered gummy
stop
bears.
It's
like
Alicia.
It's like having like a manager in the room.
Yeah. Are we getting the socials up right now? What's going on here?
No, I'm genuinely curious what their favorite candy bar is.
I bet you are.
And I am. Any other payday lovers out there, let me know. Okay?
You guys eat Butterfingers?
And you know what?
Yellow emoji in the comments.
When payday sponsors this? It's all mine.
They're
all
like
mine.
Everybody but Heath.
I would be genuinely surprised if payday was like, we want to pay you.
No,
we
you know what would be funny is if the next episode, the first ad is all this. Hey guys, do you want to pay? Okay,
we should do it as a joke, even if it's not a sponsorship.
You're so fucking
just
right.
Just sell it.
Can I say something? Yeah. I believe that people do fake sponsors to get other sponsorships.
Yes. Oh,
like to fill up their page.
Alicia had a friend that would do that.
No way.
It would be like, thank you so much, Poppy, for blah, blah. Like it would hashtag ad. Like it would look like an ad.
Does she not know that doing hashtag ad hides your shit?
I mean, we're not friends anymore.
They're just trying to get the
trying to get that coin. Hey, which is smart.
A for effort.
It's smart though to do that.
Yeah.
But like execution, if I was Poppy, love you Poppy. If I was Poppy and I saw someone do hashtag Adam, I was like.
And it wasn't.
And it wasn't. I'd be like.
guys, go look at this. Look at this.
On the Slack.
Hey, I think you know this girl that I'm about to talk about, but remember her first post on her Instagram was a Clorox.
It sounds familiar. Remember, I don't remember.
Her first picture was a Clorox bottle. We're like, come on, girl, at least post a couple pictures before you post that fucking Clorox ad.
I wish
it was
I
a clear one where she was like, with the spray bottle, like spraying it. I'm like, and she did a whole hashtag and everything. I'm like,
it was her first post ever?
It was like her first post.
I've always wanted a Clorox ad.
Out the gate.
Like sponsorship. I use the little things the president. I said I use them as tripods for my vlog camera. The little like.
Oh, is that how you would?
It's like the perfect height. If I'm sitting, Clorox box. Like my employees know. They're like, do you want a Clorox box? I'm like, yeah.
She said my employees.
Anyways.
Yeah, Poppy, my employees.
Payday, okay. Clorox.
Hey, boss, bitch.
Come on, you entrepreneurs.
Anyway, intro.
Anyway, intro.
Intro. Oh no. I thought we were freeballing until we started.
I thought we started.
I'm kidding. We started. Oh. Yeah, we started.
Thank God.
Going on your guys' podcast was the most jarring thing because I didn't know we had started for like the first 30 minutes. Like we were just having a good time.
Yeah. Which I still to this day don't know if that's a good idea or not to like just because it'll be in the middle of a conversation and then we just start it.
Yeah.
And everyone's like probably like, huh?
I had a friend who was giving me. She was like, I watched the first episode. I really loved it. I just have like a few random notes. She works for me. So I was like, fine, but like, you know, it's solicited.
Her employee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she was like, yeah, it kind of started out of nowhere. And I was like, that's just how they do it. like it's fine.
It's our style.
Yeah, yeah.
So she had notes.
She had notes. Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear the other ones? Yeah. Zane's camera was out of focus, but we already addressed that.
Mm-hmm. We did. I was quick to comment that on the pin, right? I was scared. I was like, by the way, because I was the one that said it.
Okay, wait. So we all have access to that account. I didn't know who said it. So it was kind of, I was like, ooh, who actually wrote this?
Oh, I said it. I said it. Yeah. I was freaking out because I was so embarrassed that I said it and my camera angle sucked. So
and
I was like, by the way,
great.
I should have put Dash Zane just to put like, I don't know.
I thought I was like, should we sign off on our name?
But also it's kind of cool.
Was like, I thought my angle looked great. Yeah. Maybe next time Zane, you should sign off by your name. Yeah. So you're not putting all of us in the group.
Wait, guys, should we pose for thumbnails so they can see how we pose for thumbnails?
No, but we've never posed for a thumbnail before. You have three different ones just for...
No, you have to do every emotion in case the title changes. Because one time I was trying to edit a thumbnail and it was really sad, but we were like... and it was so... I was like, oh, we got to do every emotion every time we post.
It was like, Remy opens up about generational trauma.
Oh, we don't.
Zane gets his heart broken.
Vlogmas drama.
You're so annoying.
What is Vlogmas drama? No, I need to know.
I have to say though, that was one of our top episodes.
Was it really?
How?
Because Vlogmas is that bitch.
It's iconic.
Did you not know Vlogmas, Lana Del Rey?
Vlogmas is
Vlogmas?
Unrelatable. No, how would Vlogmas drama even be like a drama thing though?
Because you're not our demo. Love Vlogmas. Yeah, Vlogmas is the best season of the year.
It's the most.
Who else does Vlogmas that's not Remy and Alicia?
People needing money.
Really? You should do it.
Yeah, didn't you actually try?
Yeah, I couldn't get more than a day.
Hit it! Remy, you intro.
You start it.
Okay. What did I say?
Honestly, I don't know. I'm Remy.
Welcome back to Pretty X Unfiltered.
I'm Remy. Okay. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Pretty X Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Zane.
I hate you.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. I got nervous.
Why did you say it, like, that? It like that?
I'm Zane. Hey guys, welcome back to Pretty X Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
And welcome back to a new episode
of your favorite podcast.
So today I have to give a shout out to somebody that commented on episode one of PXU because I read this and I was like, this is genius. They said that we should play a game of best friend versus best friend and see who knows each other better. So obviously Alicia and I are a team, Zane and Heath our team, and we have some questions written up and we're just gonna go back and forth. We have our whiteboards and we're gonna answer for each other.
Where are we gonna get whiteboards from?
I brought them.
Oh my god, cue whiteboards.
No way.
Team
come
bonding.
On
I said god, Remy, cue whiteboards.
Mm-hmm. Cue the whiteboard.
Cue whiteboards.
Now would be a perfect time to bring in
the whiteboards.
I really think I could write right now. I wish I had something to write.
I wish
on.
I had a whiteboard.
I wish I had a writing utensil. Boards.
Where are the whiteboards at, baby?
There we go.
Thank you, Jordy.
Thank you, Jordan.
That was
thank
really
you so
funny.
Much.
Everyone,
thank you.
Everyone comment, thank you, Jordan.
Thanks, Jordan.
Now I know if we ask him how was the episode after and he says good, I'm going to be like, you lie because you don't listen.
Well, okay. Thank God we had these hooks so we can write while
what
we're
are
recording.
You doing?
Come on, Hillary Duff. Okay. Come on, pop star.
Come on.
Let's go.
Wait, imagine.
How are we
going to
write
had...
while we're doing it?
I'm doing
yeah. Oh yeah, you're not thinking. That's why. Look at this. Boom.
What? Honestly, really, really impressive.
Come on okay. Now.
So we have some questions written up here, and I was thinking we'll go back and forth between best friends. So let's.
What if he's not my best friend?
Excuse me.
Oop.
What if he's not my best friend?
So here's the thing. They've been friends, I'm assuming, longer.
After my birthday?
Okay. Yes. Zane and I have been friends longer than you guys have been friends.
However,
so.
Which is pretty crazy.
The girly pops, we fucking
Wait,
we share shit.
I just realized. Well, I want to know, you guys met in high school, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys know how Alicia and I met? I don't think I've ever told
yeah,
you guys
have,
the origin story. Did I tell you guys?
Probably
at
like a grocery store.
No, you did in the first
was
episode.
It, was
well,
it
they
like,
don't remember.
Was it like influencer? Like
it was an influencer
shit?
Event. And yeah. I went up because she was like, that bitch. And I literally went to college where she lived because I hoped that we could be friends. and then she moved away.
That so is we the most stalker thing I've ever heard.
And wait, look where I am now.
Are you being serious right now?
Not like, it was like a thought. I was like, oh my God, she lives there. Like maybe we could be friends.
And you moved there?
And I went to school there because it's a very highly esteemed school.
Ooh, so she climbed her way up to you? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, she won the animal sweepstakes.
That would have been so good if you nailed that.
You should have fucked.
I'm trying to be you. You're so quick and witty.
Say it again. Say it again.
She won the Danimal sweepstakes.
Do you guys remember that when the when Cody and, or what's their real names? Cole and Dylan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On you could like pull open the Danimal's lid. And you could win like a cruise with them.
Yeah, just thing. Shitty.
I want to know who won.
No, I went down a rabbit hole on TikTok. And the conspiracies around that, insane.
Someone's got to come up and say that they made
it,
won.
The videos I saw made it seem like no one really won.
I would believe that.
Me too.
Because nobody's ever like recorded their experience on one of those animal trips, right?
I think it's just a ploy.
But that was also so long ago, like... Social media wasn't a thing back
then. And there was
then.
Like, there's probably no like strict laws on that shit. They're
the
probably
way
just like,
I bought
oh yeah, do
so
it.
So many Lunchables thinking I would win.
I went up to Alicia at an influencer event and I congratulated her on hitting 100,000 subscribers because I was like, I wanted her to like me, obviously.
Creepy.
And she corrected me and said, actually, it was 250,000.
No, you didn't.
Bro, that's ugly, dude. that's ugly.
That's that new influencer type.
Oh,
yes!
Bro.
That's the best reaction we've gotten on that story.
Oh, boy. Ooh, you smell bad, girl. Damn.
P.U.
Damn, girl.
Like, please. Please.
Damn, that's so, I mean, that's like, what was that? Like, what year was that?
Like 2015, yeah. It was a while ago.
That's fine. 2015. If it was like 2019, I'd be like.
So guys, we're, contest, we're looking for a new co-host.
Damn.
Buy as many Danimals as you can.
That's really funny.
Okay, so that's our origin. You guys met in high school. Any little tidbits you like to tell us about your friendship?
When did I become one of your like closest friends? Because I feel because
that was the
because you had no look I have a question because you have
that was really
he's getting so vulnerable
you had all these friends
you were
back
cool.
in Florida
you were
okay
cool.
You were cool I only had I
hey you're saying it not me
I had like I had a friend or two and you know those friends like I can count them on my finger but you had a ton of friends. What was the point? Unless they all like went to college or something, then that makes sense. Because
everybody left me, and I just ended up
like,
falling into your arms.
You're aww. Like,
no,
you're like, fuck, this is all I got.
When you went like legit, when we started going fishing,
really?
Yeah.
Wait, do you guys want?
Wait, this is so. Sweet.
Do you guys want to know a funny story about me?
We're crying. What?
Yeah, we just had a little.
Okay, Miss 250,000. We get
when
it.
I hit 500,000, and I realized.
You guys know I actually have 8 million subscribers now.
Oh, no, this girl is panicking.
She's just trying to spread positivity because she. Zay, look at mine. I used to draw this shit all the time.
Literally no one's paying
happening?
Attention.
Okay. So, wow. Okay, go ahead.
So keep in mind, I grew up in Moreno Valley. It's the desert, okay? There's no lakes except for a man-made lake.
But so you're like the biggest person there, right?
No. The point is, I like fell in love with fishing. This is why I brought it up. I fell in love with fishing. And like, I would always, as a kid, I always had so many random obsessions and phases where I would go full into, okay? Mm-hmm. I was such a nerd. I loved fishing.
I was such a nerd.
No, I was. I would sit with my tackle box that I'd go to Walmart and get like.
How old are we?
Bait. Probably like 8, 7.
I kind of believe this because she, you know, she's good at her drums. Remember that?
Yep. She just likes setting up the tackle box. She's like putting the weights and the hooks.
The little,
the lures.
Picking out the bait, the stinky bait.
I would sit there and I'd open it and then I'd close it and be like, okay, like I just want to go fishing, but we had no fucking lake and my mom would never take me. So I'd be like, I would save up all my allowance and I'd go to Walmart and get the little like colorful
without
bait.
Having fished yet?
that's irrelevant. I went to like my family in like Illinois and they had a lake there and I would come home and I'd be like, oh my God, I just want to like fish. But there was no lake. So then my mom was like, you should just cast in the backyard.
I used to do that shit all the time. There's so nothing wrong with it.
I would get my fishing pole. There'd be no hook on it and just a little weight. And I'd go out there for hours.
Just, how old were you?
Like seven or eight.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, like, what YouTubers were you watching where like made you like want to fish?
And I love fishing.
We should go fishing for our
I would
for our team bonding.
Okay, I was talking. I already wrote down fishing for PXU bonding.
Time. Wow,
she's incredible. Love, amazing. I just will not take the fish off.
I'll get us a charter boat and we could just go deep sea.
No, Heath. I can't do deep sea. You know, I get seasick.
I do too.
No, I yak everywhere.
So fun.
I'm down. The point is,
we'll stay on shore.
No, I can't do that.
Or we could do the spot that I took you out here.
We could be those people who go to the pier.
I'm fully convinced nobody catches fish at the pier.
Realistically, I know they have, but like the times I've walked, mm-hmm. I've never seen it happen.
And the people fishing off the pier don't look like they're fishing for enjoyment. They look like they're fishing for
sport.
Dinner. No, dinner.
No.
In the nicest way possible. It looks like they are trying to catch their next meal.
There is nothing
wrong with it.
I would like to know how, like, everybody's high school, like, shtick. Like, what were you like in high school?
I was fully 80s glam, teased hair, kid.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Remy, you...
You haven't seen my pictures?
No.
Oh, you're going to die.
Oh my God.
Glamzilla.
No way. You would be such a big TikToker. You would give Jake Weber a run for his money.
Like every day?
Were you teasing your hair using, like, got to be glued?
No, I used big sexy hair.
Oh, love, that's good.
Love.
I'm sorry, crazy. If my life depended on it and someone said, who's that? I wouldn't know.
What was your like vibe and like who did you hang out with? Like what was your
group? So I was still like a weird, like I wasn't considered like a Seenie Weenie kid. I was just glam.
He made fun of Seenie Weenies, like, man.
I would go to school, I'd tie like bandanas around my cowboy boots over my like skinny jeans that were like snake skin.
Wow.
Which were red, by the way.
Oh. And then I got in trouble for it. Like I was representing a gang.
My school had that rule too. They were like, no bandanas.
I looked like a pretty boy.
Yeah, I remember days where you would wear that bandana. I never thought that though, but like later on, I think after when we moved out here, I like realized that, oh shit, like you can't like wear that shit.
But yeah, so I was like, I looked like that, but I played sports. So I played like football, I wrestled, I played volleyball. So I was like friends with like the athletes.
Oh.
And like my best friend in high school was like the it kid. Like he was gorgeous and played football and was athletic as well. So I was friends with like his friends.
Wow. That's, I imagine he said that about me. I would be like, wow, thank you.
It's not you?
Gorgeous. No, not me.
No.
The ick.
As soon as that came out of his mouth, I'm like, what if my friend said that about me? I'd be like, wow.
Gorgeous.
My confidence be through the fucking roof.
Yeah, who's this guy?
I'll show you and you'll understand.
Okay.
It's crazy because he still looks exactly the fucking same. He has not changed.
I was like that, but then I was also in theater and improv. So I was friends with all like...
Don't you have enough hours in the day?
You did a lot. It's because he couldn't go out.
Everybody thought I was like kind of weird, but cool at the same time. So like nobody, like everybody accepted me.
I have a question. Did theater help you? Do you think theater helped you now?
Oh, absolutely.
No wonder you're so like quick. That makes so much sense.
Yeah. Okay. You guys ready for Gabe?
He looks like he'd be like a movie star.
That's not you.
Heath looked like, Gabe looks like he's taking a fan pic.
Oh my God.
Sure, bud. I'll take a pic. Make it quick.
No, like for real.
Make it quick.
That's really funny.
What costume was that?
That's not real.
Wait, were you both like a duo costume or? I'm jealous as fuck. Was that a duo costume?
You guys planned this?
Yeah, what was that?
Zane and I were like the class clown, like the funny kids.
Is that when
I wasn't. I wasn't a class clown with like you until like the last day of school.
Aww.
Aww. Well, after school, I was taking people by surprise.
He did a full stand-up set walking out.
Like, okay, what were you like in high school?
I was very shy. I like had seen hair, V-neck shirt, shorts. I wore shorts. I didn't even wear pants, which is crazy. Just shy. I only had a few friends and nobody really knew me, I don't think. But then it got better in but it's not like I wanted it. Maybe I did, but like it's not like I really cared for it. I couldn't wait to get back to my computer. Like when I got home and went on Tumblr, I was just like, yes. Like I just love getting on Tumblr.
Were you coding that shit?
I had a little bit of a community on Tumblr. Okay. I don't think I've ever talked about that, but I had like about like 2,500, 3,000 followers on Tumblr. Yes. So I couldn't wait to get home to talk to those people. I had no idea. Like they were just like bots to me. And I was like, I'd post dark shit. I'd post like horror stuff. Oops. Well, I like horror. So like, but I was posting like
graphic stuff.
It depended, right? I wasn't posting because I was like, oh yeah. I was posting it because it like fit my feed well. Shut up, you get it.
I wasn't judging.
I've actually never talked about
your
this.
Feed. You're making it sound like you didn't make the feed.
No, I would. You know, there's people that are obsessed with like serial killer stuff,
like memorabilia,
Okay, and all that.
Yes, okay.
I loved horror. I just loved everything about horror, like horror films. So it wasn't like real life stuff that I was obsessed with. I was obsessed with dark shit in movies.
Genuine question. Do you have like dark fantasies?
No, I don't. Now
not like hurting people, but like
No, like dark fantasies, like I want to be put in this. No.
Like what were you
shit, Alicia?
I love
every like horror movies, that's as far as I go. I don't go past, I don't real life shit. I would never tap into that.
You ever killed
just,
an animal?
Too scary. No, Jesus Christ.
I'm just asking.
No, never, ever.
We were about to play a game like who knows their best friend better. I feel like I need to like.
I wish I could show you my feed because it's not as like crazy as I'm making it. It's
did
just
you
like,
delete
I like
it or the, is it still up?
I just don't think it exists anymore.
What was your Tumblr username?
It was like Zane H, but like I've already tried looking up. I can't find it.
We'll find it. Girls can find it.
Someone will find it.
But I could have also deleted the account like after like a few years after when I was done with it. I was like, all right, I don't
when
want
the cops started catching on to him.
You were like, he's too cool. Yeah, he won't like this. Yeah.
But like to this day, like I like horror stuff. Like you know I love horror.
Yeah,
movies,
yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah. I was just kidding.
What's really weird is I kind of relate to Heath because I loved cheerleading, so I was a cheerleader, but I also was in drumline because I was a band geek. Mm. So I kind of feel it like
juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Did you do both?
I did both.
Wow.
Yeah. So I would, but my mom was the drumline teacher.
Oh, so she pulled strings to like get you into like the.
No, unfortunately there wasn't much to play with. So like I was like probably one of the better people, but it's okay. Like it's fine.
That's good.
Yeah. Was this I played tenors.
All through high school?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bingy. Okay. Also,
yeah.
Marching.
Yeah. So. Yes, but no. Like,
I don't know why I thought that was funny. It's so stupid.
Marching?
Yeah.
It's stupid? Marching?
No. I don't know why I thought him saying marching.
No, like the...
There's a difference.
Hey, there's an art to it, okay?
There is.
There's choreography.
There is. Yeah, so I feel like I was also really shy. Like the amount of people who have hit me up now... that everything's happened with social media, they're like, what? Like you were so shy. And I'm like, but that kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause you ever talk to a camera.
Did you ever film during that time? Like film yourself playing drums or film yourself doing
so
anything?
I was a sophomore in high school when I started posting makeup tutorials. And I remember one girl coming up to me being like, I found your YouTube videos. And I was like, I like grabbed her and pulled her into her car. I was like, do not tell anyone. I was like, do not tell anyone.
Was like, it like very small? Like not a lot of people were
so
saying.
So small. Like it, no one even knew about YouTube then at all.
That's
but
so
I was
funny.
Like doing a makeup tutorial and then, but it didn't really grow until after I graduated. So I never had to deal with people knowing.
Oof, that's
that
good.
Kind of
that's
stuff.
Like best case scenario.
I never got bullied like, or like anything like, and anything like that.
Damn.
But. Yeah, I was a band geek cheerleader.
Cool.
I was like similar. I feel like I just like floated around and did like, yeah, the student council and the dance team and stuff like that.
What type of dance team?
The song team. which was like cheer, that? But dancing. So like Laker girl, that, not that good, obviously. And then I did the regular dance team, which was like hip hop, jazz, that stuff. Yeah, like that.
How were your grades?
Adequate.
Valedictorian.
Adequate for being Asian. No. Actually bad for being Asian. I think I got like A's and B's, probably more B's.
That's good.
It was okay. Incredible. No, it was fine.
If I cared about a subject, A. If I didn't,
oh, that's same thing. If I did not care, like, yeah, if I just didn't spend time on it, it was obviously like a
in community college.
I mean, community college was just insane. Yeah.
And when I was in community college, I went from the dean's list one semester to being on academic probation and flunking out the next semester because that's when I started YouTube because I just didn't care about school anymore.
Damn. You're an inspiration.
You know what? I would like to think that.
You started failing when you weren't even making any money on YouTube. No, but
it was the focus.
But that shows heart and drive and dedication.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm. We were slipping in school because of Vine too. Yeah.
There were 6-second videos.
I was going to say, for a 6-second video, how long would it take all day to make one Vine?
Oh, that, I don't doubt that at all.
What's your favorite Vine of all time?
I'm ready to pop these firecrackers. Don't pop them on me.
We're the police yet. They're right there. That one's good. I love Fort Vine Beach.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Raven. I can't swim.
The best. B-E-W. Where you get the E? In the middle. One of my favorites.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. In another episode, I'm so curious. I want to know what it was like for you guys when you woke up and Vine was gone. Like, I'm so curious about that whole situation.
Devastating.
Well, I'm sure. But I'm like, were you expecting it?
I think for a year, we were like, we knew it was gonna go at some point.
A year, wow.
I heard so we had had time to figure it out.
I heard that there were a lot of contracts happening where like influencers were going to
Facebook.
To being like, you better pay us this or we're gonna leave.
Oh, yeah. we were not a part of that.
We did not make the cut.
Okay, but that's good. We were not on that list. That's good overall.
Yeah.
So now we're gonna get into the who knows their best friend better, Alicia and Remy or Zane and Heath.
Ooh,
what should our prize be?
The prize?
Yeah. What'd you just say if you lost?
Maybe like post a really embarrassing story.
I mean,
you guys care way more about that than we do.
No, I don't care that much, but.
Our entire accounts were embarrassing. Loser has to rent the boat for the fishing trip.
Yes! Wait, I was going to say, yeah. Loser has to fund the first PXU bonding day.
And Remy's going to make that shit.
If we lose, we're going to the dollar store.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I want to go to Aspen.
I want to. Okay.
You want to do Aspen? Sweet.
Just
shake on it.
Or Salt Lake.
I've never been to Salt Lake City, Utah.
You want to do that?
Damn, yeah. Flights shake and on hotel? It?
Yeah.
Oh!
Shake it. You guys got to shake on it, too?
Zane's like, what did we just do?
Damn. And you know Remy's going to want to sleep in the penthouse.
Why do you think I am so high maintenance?
Penthouse. You've been high maintenance since elementary. We already know that.
Okay. So how we're going to play is we have some questions here on the table and they're mixed up between light and juicy. So we're not sure what we're going to get. And we're going to divide it by team. So it's Heath and I on this side, Alicia and Zane on that side. We're still, obviously, Alicia and I are together and Zane and Heath are together. We're going to pull a question. You guys have to answer for us. We're going to write down our answer as well to see if we match. If we match, we get a point. If we don't, you don't get the point.
Yep.
Okay.
Gorgeous.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by SeatGeek.
As you guys know, we're heading to the desert this weekend. We are going to Coachella with SeatGeek. We're so, so excited. I can't wait to see Le Sserafim, obviously Lana Del Rey, Sabrina Carpenter. I am so stoked. And if you guys didn't know, SeatGeek is the best place to find any sort of tickets for sporting games, festivals, concerts, wherever you want to go. They make it so easy.
And with over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app out there.
And there are more than 70,000 events on SeatGeek right now, including concerts, sports, festivals, and more.
With artists like Drake, Bad Bunny, Nicki Minaj, Olivia Rodrigo, and Zach Bryan all on tour, you do not want to miss that.
And SeatGeek puts all the tickets across the web in one place to make sure you're getting a good deal.
And as you know, each ticket is rated on a scale from 1 to 10. So green means they're good deals, and red means not so good.
And every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps.
Settle down, settle down. As you know, we came through. All you have to do is use code PRETTYUNFILTERED and you're going to get $20 off tickets at SeatGeek.
Again, that's $20 off your first purchase with promo code PRETTYUNFILTERED. Make sure to click the link in our description box below to download the app today.
Thank you so much to SeatGeek for sponsoring this episode, and let's continue on. All right, so we're going to start over here. Heath and I are asking Alicia and Zane, what's their birthday?
So you're asking them our birthdays.
Right, yeah. Okay. Zane, you write for Heath. Alicia, write for me. Birthday and year, and we have to write down our real birthday and year, and then we'll compare.
Must be nice. We just had our birthday episode.
I know. 1, 2, 3.
This is easy.
February 7th.
February 7th, 1995. 1 point for us, Jordan.
Did I get that wrong?
We both got a point.
Okay, well,
make sure you read it out loud, because for the audio listeners.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, April 5th, 1993.
Okay, now you guys pull the next one.
You ready for this bullshit?
Yeah.
What's their zodiac sign? Sun, moon, rising. 1 point for each.
There's no way.
So sun is the main one.
Oh, okay. Sun, moon, rising?
Yeah.
What is like the, what can I put? Sun, moon, yes.
If Heath and I get the same answer, we win, right?
It doesn't have to be accurate because I don't know. Okay. But if you just
we have to try to really work together in our head and pick the same. Are we picking one of the four words?
Sun, moon, rising.
No.
Yeah.
When you're born, the stars are aligned in a very specific place, meaning you have your sun sign, which is like that date range, and then your moon and your rising depend on the exact minute of which you're born. So it's one of 12.
So
you could be, you're a sun Scorpio, you could be a rising Gemini and a moon Leo. You could be a moon Aquarius and a rising
It sounds
Taurus.
So insane when you say it like that.
It's true, though.
It is.
Okay, all right. No, fuck you. We're going to try to get this. All right, Heath, we're going to do one of the four, either rising or falling. What's the other one?
Rising or moon.
This is crazy.
All right, Heath, we're going to pick either rising or moon Scorpio. I mean, ooh. I wasn't supposed to say that.
Yeah.
I think you guys are so confused. I think let's just put, we're just going to write their sun sign. Their main, like, what is their zodiac sign? I have said his multiple times today.
I know, that's the thing.
Okay. So just write it.
Okay.
Moon, yes.
Heath, I only have two words on here.
Why do you have two? It should only be one.
Why? What?
1, 2,
oh. Oh, what? He's writing. Wait. Okay. He's writing. Why are you writing more?
I'm answering yours.
Okay.
1, 3, 2, 1.
Scorpio rising upwards.
Okay. Alicia's an Aries sun, a Libra moon, and a Libra rising.
I'm about to puke.
And we got it right.
I got Scorpio right.
Yeah. No, that's a point for each, Jordan.
Is he rising?
I don't know.
Rising.
For the one that wanted to stay away from astrology, that is an interesting question.
I like it, but not everyone likes it.
What does my sign say about me?
All right, you're an Aries.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fire sign, so you're definitely like very fiery and compassionate, like a lot of compassion and passion in general, but you're like a more toned down, I would say. You're kind of like blunt, though. Aries are very blunt.
Can you like guess what somebody's sign is? Just from like knowing them?
Not really. Sometimes. But you know what I'm really good at? If I see a pregnant person, I know what gender the baby's going to be. I'm like 99.99% of the time, right?
That's very strange.
Thank you. Okay. Pull the card, Heath.
Okay. Oh, where were they born?
The city?
Yeah, the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Oh my god.
Okay.
You were born in Plantation, Florida.
Plantation, baby. 954. What's up?
We are crushing it. I was born in Anaheim, California.
Wow.
Good job, Zane.
Good job, Alicia Marie.
Oh. What's their favorite sex position?
You guess mine?
You're guessing. I'm guessing yours.
I put your hands. It's just crazy because this question now has me visualizing Zane.
Here's the thing, Heath. I'm trying to put something that I think you would get or put my actual favorite one. So I don't know. I'm trying to figure out like what's better for you to get.
Did you put your actual favorite?
Wait, I don't want to put my actual one. I might be embarrassed.
He puts a downward dog.
Cuddling.
Here's the thing.
I already wrote it.
I only know a few. I don't even know all of them.
Somebody get him a...
Like the term. I don't know all the terms.
I get that.
Reverse cowgirl.
Jordan, now I'm picturing both of you guys. I don't need to see both.
Okay,
Alicia and I will go first. 3, 2, 1. Reverse cowgirl.
With myself. What did you put?
Reverse cowgirl.
Not the same.
It's technically not the same.
Okay.
You don't like to reverse it?
All right, Zane. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
No. Doggy, what'd you write?
I need to see.
Cowgirl.
Zane likes to be.
I was going to put that.
You think Zane likes to be in cowgirl?
Why would I like to be in cowgirl?
Yeah, but this
not you
sense.
Sitting on top of a girl. I just pictured you like wanting.
I just imagined you riding doggy, so I was like, I'm gonna ride doggy.
I just picture you a little bit lazier in bed, just wanting.
No, to no, lay I'm not. Back. I'm actually not lazy in bed.
He's a pillow princess.
That's not actually my most active.
Oh, really?
Okay. Alicia and Zane, name a movie that always makes Heath and I cry.
Ooh. Remy, look at me.
Don't.
I love that Zane's answering before me.
Cry as in?
Like sad.
Oh,
as
sad.
As in tears
I
coming
mean,
from
any
their
eyes. Tears, any tears.
When you said cry, I thought you meant like cry laughing for some reason.
Either
it
one.
It could be that.
No, but I'm going to do cry.
It's not going to be a match.
Alicia, what did you write?
Animal Planet documentary.
Oh my God.
Remy, didn't do it.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Okay.
Is that a sad movie?
Oh.
That's not a sad movie at all.
There's some really sad parts.
The plane.
The wedding
the
scene.
The mom.
Wise men say. Go.
The Help.
Fuck, that's radio. A good movie.
What's radio?
I got what? Nothing on but
if I say
the
hey,
radio.
Hey, radio.
It's so good.
What's radio?
You haven't seen it?
No.
I think we're tied. Okay, you guys
I just
pull.
Met, like, bawling at radio. Like,
really?
Heavy crying.
Shaking, crying, sobbing.
Okay. What is our guilty pleasure TV show?
Ooh. You have so many. I know one.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, thank God.
That was easy.
No, it wasn't. It was either this or House of the Dragon.
Okay.
So
what'd you guys write?
Game of Thrones. Nice.
I heard that's Andrea Russett's favorite show.
Very good.
It is.
I did.
3, 2, 1. Stranger Things.
Guys.
Oh, yes.
Guilty yes. pleasure.
Let's
Guilt.
Go.
Guilty pleasure.
I'm sorry.
We're fucking killing
it. I thought that was a guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure.
Damn, y'all suck. Y'all don't know each other.
You're one
okay,
in the lead.
I was
going to
say,
calm
you
down.
Just got
calm
ahead.
Calm down,
y'all
moon and rising.
Other. And it shows.
Next question. What is our favorite comfort food?
Ooh, okay. You answer for Heath.
You change your answer every day, every minute.
That's what I'm saying.
You'll order nachos and you're like, I want a burger.
Can we do like an entree? Can we do a certain entree? Is it like a dinner? Is it a breakfast? Is it a dessert?
Comfort dinner.
Comfort dinner.
Like every time I'm sad, I go to this. Lock in, Zane. Lock in.
Bitch, I'm trying.
Zane, flip yours and read it.
Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Pizza. Yeah, baby.
That's right. That's my baby.
Yeah.
Alicia Marie. 3, 2, 1.
Burgers.
Really? Burgers.
I love burger.
Okay.
I love a burger.
What's your favorite burgers?
Oh, when I'm drunk, a Denny's breakfast burger where they put hash browns and an egg on top.
Okay.
Okay, I think we gotta do that one day because I don't think I've ever had a Denny's burger.
Let's go out, but you have to be drunk. We'll go out and then we'll go to Denny's.
I'm shocked.
Well, yeah, you're not
boys.
Going to Denny's sober. Come on.
Whoa.
My family does it all the time.
I love Denny's. I do. They're fries. Oh, I'm gonna get
it
Denny's
has
for
everything.
Dinner. I'm getting Denny's.
I
for
honestly
dinner.
Haven't been to Denny's in like 5 years.
We go to Denny's for dinner
right now.
I love
Let's
Denny's.
Go.
Oh, should we go after?
Okay.
Fine.
You guys pull.
If we could travel anywhere in the world right now, where?
We're
y'all
like
need to
nodding
stop
and
looking.
Then we, no,
yeah, that's,
I was
that's
just gonna say,
up.
Like she nods and we're nodding and it's wrong.
I know.
I think I know.
Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay. Alicia and I flip. 3, 2, 1. Bora. Thank God.
Oh, God. High maintenance. Bora Bora with tar.
I want to see you on a brand trip.
Bora Bora, all expenses paid.
Wait, I'm not ready.
I already have an answer on mine.
Ooh, you got this.
It's not it.
Three,
it's not
two, it. You got it, you one. Got it.
Japan. Yes!
That's my baby.
That's my baby. Wow. Wait, we got a lock-in, bitch. There's a trip at stake here.
Yeah, and it's about to be to Japan. What? Let's go. All expenses paid.
I knew you loved it there.
Okay, youthful.
Let's go.
I knew you loved it there.
Wow, I really didn't think you were going to get that.
What's our go-to karaoke song?
Okay, you have like five.
I have one.
The first one that came to my head.
What the fuck are you? It's crazy. Alicia's just like, the one.
The one we talked about last week that I said was my favorite.
It's crazy. This is for an all expenses paid trip, and these girls are just fucking cheating.
Wait,
it's
we
crazy.
Didn't say all expenses.
Yeah, you did.
Whoa.
Yeah, you said flights, hotels. That's all expenses paid to me.
What else is there?
Food.
Karaoke song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, karaoke. Okay. Karaoke song.
3, 2, 1.
Mm. Oh,
what the hell is
you
that?
You guys
song?
Gotta read them out. You guys gotta read them out.
I put Red Hot Chili Peppers, Give It Away.
Ooh.
Top karaoke.
Zane, you gotta say it out loud. What is it?
Sweet Caroline.
Ba-ba-ba.
Remy Cruz.
Yep.
And I know that's like,
three,
I know Mariah likes that
two,
song too, so I was trying to like into it.
One. Jesus Take the
Oh,
realm.
Fuck.
Woo. Okay, we're safe.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Damn it.
Good.
I won't say I'm
Thank
in love.
God.
No right. chance. No way.
All right, whose turn is it? Mine?
Yeah. Pull it.
Me turn.
Are we still in the lead, Jordan?
What's their blood type?
Wait, you're guessing for me?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Am I guessing Heath or Heath is guessing mine?
You're guessing yours. I think our options are
so
A positive, A negative, B positive. Yep.
And then there's AB.
AB.
And then there's B.
And then there's B positive, B negative, and there's O.
There's O, yeah. B positive, yeah.
B. This is a good one.
Do you know what yours is?
I don't know what mine is.
As long as we get it right, bitch.
This is a total guess.
I put hope you get it.
B positive.
Oh. Are you an O? Come on, donor.
Damn.
I actually don't
Three,
know. I just...
3, 2, 1. B positive.
Yeah, we're tied.
It's bullshit.
That is such fucking bullshit.
How do I find out my blood type?
Sore losers. Blood drive. I can't. I got MRSA.
I don't
MRSA.
Like this team bond. We got to win, Heath. We have to win.
You guys know I had MRSA once.
Ew.
Disgusting.
Whoa,
ew.
Whoa.
You had MRSA.
It wasn't her MRSA. Fault.
It wasn't my fault.
Where'd you get it from?
Nasty. I was shaving my legs and I got a tiny little nick in my leg. And then I was on the cheer team, as I told you. So we were practicing on the wrestling mats.
Wrestling.
I literally got.
I got ringworm wrestling. So
I got MRSA in my knee, started eating like my flesh. And I got to the point where they were like, if this gets worse, we might have to amputate her leg.
That shit is bad.
This is when it started to get infected.
Wow.
It started to turn blue. And then this is when it started to get really bad. And they had to remove some shit.
Oh, it's like
inside.
Eating your.
It was literally
leg.
Eating my flesh.
Oh, I'd be terrified.
Yeah.
That shit on my leg.
And then anytime I got a cut anywhere else, the MRSA would go to that spot. Mm. So now I can no longer donate blood.
Okay, cunty. Mm-hmm. Love that for you.
Okay.
Okay, viral
Next
infection.
One. Okay. Okay.
We're going viral.
Virality.
Okay, methicillin-resistant staphylococcus. Okay, my turn?
Yep.
Okay. Most irrational fear.
I'm putting yours, right, Heath?
You know what mine is.
I know what yours is.
I don't
Remy,
know.
Cruz, look at me.
I know.
All right, flip yours.
No, them. Oh, yeah.
3, 2, 1. Claustrophobia.
Fucking can't with you.
Perfect. Okay, wait.
Perfect. Alicia wrote birds.
I wrote birds.
I told you I have a lot of fears.
But claustrophobia, like, makes sense. Irrationality, birds.
Birds don't make sense.
Nope.
All right,
3, 2, 1. Spiders. Oh, fuck.
You gotta say yours out loud.
I put the dark.
I'm scared of the dark, too.
I'm terrified.
And you're scared of spiders.
And I'm scared of spiders.
It's all right.
I didn't think that was like a real thing.
No, I'm
irrationality.
Scared of the dark.
If these
I don't
lights
like
turned
the
off,
I like.
Or is it by yourself?
It doesn't matter. Like, I have night lights.
Me too.
I hate the dark.
You know what? If you gave me another chance, if you're like, it wasn't Spider Zane, try something else, I probably would have put sleep paralysis.
Which is from the dark.
From the dark, yeah. Damn it.
Okay. I would have put claustrophobia, heights, birds.
In that order?
Yep.
Okay, I'll remember for next time.
Oh, you hate birds, huh?
Hate birds. The vermin of the sky.
I think birds are beautiful.
Makes is there a specific bird?
All birds.
Really?
I think the blue jays are beautiful.
Mm-mm. Hummingbirds actually are okay because they're so cute and little.
I'm going to get you a hummingbird for your
birthday. What about like a toucan?
Nope. I mean, from far away, I'll admire. Like, okay. I'll look at them, but I don't want to be next to
one. I think for Team Bonnie, we should go to Parrot Jungle.
What is that?
In Miami. It's a big bird zoo.
bird zoo. Okay, you guys pull a card.
Bird names are pretty wild, though.
Like what?
Like duck-billed puffer chest, like ugly-breasted double knot, like just really random.
They're running out of names.
They are so bad.
I never thought that. That's so true.
Okay, can this be separated by points?
I don't know. What is it?
Oh, yeah, I should probably say. Okay. Name three celebrity crushes. Keith, yeah. My three celebrity crushes.
Yeah. Okay.
She's like, think, shink.
I only have two.
We could do two.
Yeah, let's just keep it to two. I got you.
Oh my god, we get this. All right. Crazy.
We're going for the two right here. Ready?
Ready. Oh, okay.
Three, two, one. Mila Kunis.
Oh shit! Fuck.
Damn. Wait, Zane.
They only got one.
Oh, we have really one. It's Mila Kunis. I put down Maisie Williams, but it's not one, but I had a feeling that he had it down. Mila Kunis and Sydney Sweeney. That was a good one. That was a really good.
You're
one.
Gonna
shit.
Be sad you didn't.
I'm
get
gonna
that.
Be okay, we got so one sad. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Ryan Reynolds. I knew Adam Devine. Fuck. I put Jacob Elordi. But I knew it was Adam Devine.
Yeah, but not.
I knew it. Oh.
Okay, so we're still tied.
Wow, we are neck and neck, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, who is our cartoon Jesus. Sexual awakening?
Oh.
I don't know, bitch.
Oh, I don't know either. Let's switch it.
New card! Damn!
So what the fuck, he's a cartoon sexual awakening?
Lock in, bitch.
No. I'm putting this because I think it's funny.
Just to clarify...
Well, while we're here and taking the time, I think I should just let everyone know that Alicia wanted to fuck Mickey Mouse.
I did not.
No, you didn't.
I did not. I did not.
She had a crush on Mickey Mouse.
I did.
Mickey.
I have a crush on him.
She loved that.
But I did not. Woo-hoo. I don't think at the time
so
I even
So she does
knew.
Like short. because there's Goofy. Goofy.
Would you not say Mickey was your cartoon sexual awakening?
Not sexual. I just remember leaving Disneyland. I was like sad and I was like, Mickey.
And horny, you nasty bitch.
Nasty. Okay. You guys go.
Ready?
3, 2, 1.
SpongeBob. Shit.
That counts.
No, that doesn't count.
It doesn't.
But you gotta read it. You gotta
that
read
was
it.
So close.
I put Sandy Cheeks.
I put SpongeBob SquarePants. Shit.
That was close, but not close enough.
That's not fair.
And thank God.
Keith, what I was doing enough. With that question is I was changing it in my head to what's your favorite cartoon? I was hoping you'd get that.
Okay, Alicia Marie.
No, I don't.
Sandy Cheeks.
You just gotta write
Keith,
something.
That's what... Bish, you're cheating.
Cartoon?
Now you are being
Anything.
Unfaithful.
Anyone.
Because you're thinking about Sandy Cheeks.
3, 2, 1. Prince Eric.
Oh, fuck.
Damn. Mm. Thank God we got that.
At least we put something on the
board.
Yeah,
I think we get
same
point,
show.
0.5. We get 0.5.
No.
I'm
points.
Just saying, if this ends in a tie, it's leaning towards
okay,
us being
well,
the winner.
Okay, well, Rem knew I was a Libra rising.
Yeah,
Libra
actually,
man.
Technically, we would have gotten 2 points.
Yeah, no,
there.
That
we gave
we
that to
that
you.
That was
yeah.
bullshit.
It evens okay. out.
Are we tied right now?
Yeah, we're tied.
Ooh, there's only two left.
Most ridiculous thing we've ever bought.
Like waste of money?
I don't know. I didn't write these questions again, I promise.
I don't think mine's a waste of money.
Okay, you and me. 3, 2, 1. Aston Martin.
School set.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, fuck.
Alicia wrote a school set.
I put a school set.
The most ridiculous thing I've ever bought.
That you've spent money on.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
House renovation plans.
Fuck.
Damn it. What do you wait?
I have house.
We're close. That was pretty close.
Come on.
But no cigar. The last
Okay, this
question.
Is good. The last one's a tiebreaker.
Damn, Zane.
If God. Not, we're going to have these to Aspen.
Shit.
Okay. That's not fair. We pulled the last one? Yeah, we do.
Just saying, those are two of the same answers.
Okay, you guys are answering for us.
It was the same property.
Yeah, it was.
What's the most embarrassing thing they've done while drunk?
Wait, does it? It could be like It's not one word.
If it adds up, it's fine. Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1 Go.
Fell asleep in the fuck.
You got to read them for the audio.
Fell asleep in a hotel bathroom and floated 3 floors under him during Red Bull trip.
Sorry, that was so niche.
That was good.
And what was his?
I just went super basic to make it easy.
Saddle Ranch billboard.
What is that?
I used to climb the billboard all the time when I was drunk, naked, and I'd flash everybody on Sunset.
I'm so sorry. What? Yeah. I need a backstory on both of these.
We'll get to it.
Okay, Alicia. 3, 2, 1 Fell Peach. Off the bar.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Perfect.
We're good.
Nice.
You're right. That was more embarrassing.
This was so much more embarrassing.
Read it.
I said that I fell off the bar.
I put sucking guy at beach in front of me.
Thank you
sucking
for reminding guy. Me.
Okay. Sucking a guy.
I feel as though we need a tiebreaker.
Okay. All right.
It was nice.
Okay. Last question. If our best friends are at the bar, what are they ordering? I'm guessing for Alicia. Heath is guessing for Zane.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it depends. Like, what night are we having?
I know.
Crazy night.
A night.
Crazy night.
Oh my gosh. Zane, let's just do it. Let's get it over. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. One.
Espresso martini.
Fuck!
What'd you write?
Tequila soda.
Tequila soda.
3, 2, 1
Tequila soda.
Oh, I put tequila soda.
Ooh,
tequila water.
I was thinking that.
We would have given you that if y'all gave us
it's SpongeBob. Okay. It still would have been tied.
Okay, fine. One more.
All right.
Damn. Second tiebreaker. When we are 85 years old, what will we be doing together? Alicia and Zane, answer for Heath and I.
What are we still going to be doing at 85 years old?
You guys go first. Oh, you haven't written it.
I already know we got it.
Okay, Alicia and I. 3, 2, 1 Running gambling. The senior home and gambling.
That's good.
I said gambling at casino. You running did the put senior home.
Yeah, it's a point.
That's a point.
We both put gambling.
Let's just go. Ready? 3, 2, 1
Read them out loud.
Podcasting.
You read them out loud.
I put podcasting. I was gonna write fishing. I was gonna write fishing, but I didn't think you would put fishing.
That would be really cute if your guys' life story starts with you fishing.
Yeah, that's why I know. That's why I looked at Heath.
Maybe you'll be fishing and podcasting.
On that note, we're going to Aspen.
Woo! Bullshit. You give him the easy ones.
Libra rising. Libra moon.
One thing about me, fun fact, I'm a sore loser.
I think that's an Aries quality.
I just love the whole tie thing. I thought that was cool. I think it's cool that it's 50-50. Like we go in on Aspen, you know.
Yeah, because now you guys are going to want a freaking private jet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not fair.
Maybe if you tried a little harder.
Oh, no.
Not our set.
Pink chair. No.
Damn.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We're doing the shitty resort. We're doing the shitty skis. We're doing not Diamond Valley. We're doing Bunny Slope.
That's right. And you are getting rentals.
We own our own.
Well, good. We're saving money then.
Awesome.
Y'all think you're staying in a cabin? You think we're glamping? Tent. We're sleeping in the snow, babe.
Sleeping
in the snow.
Right.
Because why? Because we love camping.
We're doing it our way.
We're doing it our way.
We're fishing.
Ice fishing. Well, if you've made it to the end of this episode.
And I know you didn't.
Make sure you comment down below some questions.
Yeah. Because I want to do a Q&A.
Yeah. Q&A for sure.
Answering their cues.
Yeah. I think an episode soon, doesn't have to be next.
Okay.
We can answer their questions.
Perfect.
I like that.
So put anything and everything in the comments.
Y'all see, we get juicy. So y'all get juicy too.
All right. Well, thank you again for joining another episode. We love you so much. And anything else?
Don't forget to subscribe.
Yeah. And rate us 5 stars on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts.
Hey, you
wherever you listen to your podcasts. And we'll catch you guys next week. Pandora. Love you guys. And bye.
Love you. Mwah.
I can't believe we lost. That was bullshit.
Yeah, that was crazy.